What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are. Engaging Heaven today. Come on. We want to call this podcast Forgive and Move On. Forgive and Move On. You know, we've kind of been talking about integrity this week, and I think one of the integral parts of having a life close to God is forgiveness. And there was a story, it's a wild story, so follow me. There's a couple I knew. They were newly married. They were living kind of in an unsafe neighborhood. Husband and wife. She had a testimony, powerful testimony. You know, he also had a background and a powerful testimony. They were young. They were a young married couple, and they were living in an unsafe neighborhood. And one day, someone broke in and stole a bunch of stuff, right? Jewelry, Xbox, all this stuff, you know? And the couple was devastated. And I said, well, listen, you know, let the authorities know. You might need to file a police report. And they said to the couple, they filed a police report, and the detective said, listen, we can take fingerprints and do our best to figure out what happened here. But the FBI, we will let the FBI know. It'll take about I don't remember how many weeks. But the fingerprints, if it's anyone in our database, it will come up, you know, that person. Do you want to go through with that? And the couple was like, yes, we'll go through with it. So 4 to 6 weeks pass, and the FBI comes back and says, we have a match. We actually have a match. We know who broke in and robbed your house. And the person is, it was the wife's name. The wife had a background before the Lord where she was in gangs and she did crazy things and all these things. And the government had her fingerprinted under a name that she used to use when she was arrested. And so that couple never got who really did it. And it was funny, the fingerprints came back, the wife. I mean, clearly the wife didn't rob herself. It was a wild story, right? It was like, how could this ever happen? How could that be? But it was. And, you know, it reminds me, although the FBI may not have a record on your wife or your husband or my husband, we can tend to be FBI agents ourselves and hold grudges. And hold databases, and hold record of wrongs, all sitting there waiting to convict. That's how unforgiveness works. We build databases in our hearts against people. We start building criminal interfaces to hold them again to their past mistakes. And if we're not careful, forgiveness will come in and burn us up from the inside out. Your spouse may not have a criminal record, and the local authorities are probably not putting a file with your spouse's name on it or your friend's name on it. But if your spouse makes a mistake, are you creating a file? If someone you know makes a mistake, how do you treat them? There's somebody that's close to my heart in our church. He's a servant of God, and he served time in prison, right? They found him guilty of something, which, you know, that's kind of like, you know, it didn't matter. The government said he did it. He served his time in prison. He got out, and he was on parole, and he served his time, right? And he just got released from it, and it whatever. I think he served a couple years in prison. When he got out of prison and everything was done, I realized that he served his time for punishment. Right? So then I'm not going to hold it against him for what he did. Like, even the law forgave him. So why would I ever hold it against him for what he ever did? I have to forgive. I have to trust. I have to move on, because even our legal system did. But how do we treat people when, if you don't feel like they've served their time? How do you treat one another when you've been offended and you've been hurt and that root wants to? This is all integrity issues. We have got to make sure that we are quick to forgive, and we're not easily angered. Because unforgiveness will absolutely, it's one of the only things the Bible says could keep us out of heaven. That's crazy. We're going to talk about the role of love in this after the break. But it's crazy to think that having bitterness towards somebody, having unforgiveness towards someone, could actually hinder you from being forgiven. I mean, Jesus said that, right? And so we have, if it's something that powerful, then we have got to guard our hearts to make sure that we are not hurt and offended or easily angered at people. And we have got to realize that forgiveness is forgiving that person. I've said it before on the show, forgiving the other person if they'll never come back and ask. And that's how you forgive and move on. It's not about the other person, right? That's what the case is built. You did this, you did that. No, it's really, has nothing to do with the other side. It has everything to do with you and moving on in your life and not giving people the power to hurt you, right? You're choosing to live in unforgiveness. If that's the case, then you must choose to forgive, really just like Christ has forgiven. So after the jump, we're going to talk about love, the important role to play in it, and how we really can handle when other people have hurt us and betray us.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? Back here today. We're talking about forgiving and moving on. You know, when people are close to you and you give them access into your heart, they can hurt you easy. When you easily trust and you easily forgive and you easily open up to people, they can hurt you. All the more that we have got to make sure we guard our hearts that we're not living in unforgiveness. Now, If somebody is doing something repeatedly to you and you know that it's a wrong and it's a violation, you're the dummy for allowing it to continue. Set boundaries in your life and tell it to go, right? We're not going to do this anymore. Especially in this weird online world that we live in, where everybody's a powerful person behind a keyboard and nobody would really talk that way in real life. I've had to say to people, I don't counsel on Facebook. And I'm not going to address your issues on, I mean, people in the church, not world people. I get, you know, whatever, hate mail doesn't even come. Like, I won't even entertain it. There was somebody in the church recently, and he's just like, you know, and he's like really trying to be aggressive behind the keyboard. And I said, look, if you disrespect me one more time, I'm cutting you off from even accessing me. I'm blocking you on Facebook, and I'm not, you know, you're going to have a meeting, look me in my face, and have these things to say about me. You're not going to talk to me like that. And he did it one more time, and I still haven't unblocked this guy. And he was in our church. Because you're not going to have access to disrespect me just because you're behind a keyboard. Nor am I going to let you, when I have friends and followers and people that are in our life and ministry and page or whatever, you're not just going to come in and just pee on my step when I'm the one that's just cleaned this porch. That's not how we're going to operate. And so some of you, it's a boundaries issue. But some of you have got to learn to live in the place of forgiveness and moving on and learning to just, you know, you there's relationships you have to just kind of forgive through and work out things and grow. That's the beauty of forgiveness. But how do you deal when people have hurt you? How do you deal with yourself and with others when somebody's violated you or, you know, broken your trust or betrayed you? Do you resist keeping a detailed file of their wrongs? Pulling out papers and saving them to accuse every time the new argument arises? That's tempting. It's tempting to keep adding to that record in your file, and then your cabinet begins to bulge. And everybody, no matter who you are, will struggle of letting go of their hurts, whoever it is. But love plays an important part. Because love, the Bible says, does not keep a record of wrongs. Oh boy. Love doesn't have the FBI case. Love does not keep accounts of past hurts. Love is a little bit like the justice system, which provides a second chance at an offender and restores them. But it's more like God's system, which is always characterized by grace. There's no debt to be paid because the one who loves is willing to take the hit for the offense, to forgive, and to burn the record. And we have got to make sure that you and I can move past hurt into forgiveness. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, love is not irritable and it does not keep record of wrongs. How in the world can we forgive? Because Christ forgave you. How in the world can we extend love? Because he loved you. How in the world can we move on and even trust again? Because he has died on the cross and healed our hearts and allowed us to trust others. And it's important today that we're talking about integrity. This week has just almost been a theme, and we're talking about integrity. And it's important to realize that if we're going to have hearts of integrity, then we can't let the bitternesses come in and take root and end up pulling down our lives and our hearts. Anger and bitterness, the Bible says, is hidden in the belly of a fool. And it's important to realize that anger and bitterness will take you out. I mean, physically, your body will break down. Emotionally, your body will break down. And nobody's quite worth it, right? It's like, if you hurt me, I've given you power if I dwell on your bitterness and I don't receive God's forgiveness. That just ain't worth it for me. It's not worth it. And so I made a decision a long time ago to the best of God's grace that I'm not going to get easily offended. I'm not going to be easily angered. I'm not going to allow, you know, to, like I said, the best of God's grace, I'm not going to allow those things to dominate and tear up my life. Houses have burned down because of trash can fires in the bathroom, right? A little bit of a little spark in a little trash can in the bathroom with toilet paper, and whole homes have burnt down. I'm telling you that bitterness and unforgiveness is like a match in a bathroom in a little trash waste basket. And if you're not careful, the basket will catch fire, the bathroom will catch fire, the bedroom will catch fire, eventually your living room, your dining room, your basement, your attic, and the whole house burns up. If that's true, what part of your house is on fire right now? Think about it. This is healthy for you to do. Is there just a trash can? Put it out. Is half your house burning down? Deal with it. Come on, man. Face it, forgive, and move on. Is your house in shambles? Is just engulfed in flames of unforgiveness? Put it out today. and get your frame back and start building your home again. Life flat out sucks sometimes. And we don't understand why we're violated and why we get attacked. Only God does. But we have got to forgive and move on. I declare to you today, you're going to live in forgiveness. You're going to walk in forgiveness. You're going to keep your heart clean. And you're going to do it for your future, your children, and your family. In Jesus' name, come on. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.